Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Daily Bible, where we go through the Bible verse by verse. My name is William Hemsworth. It's great to be with you all today. And today, we're going to look at one verse. We're going to look at Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. And that verse says, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden." You are the light of the world. No, we hear that a lot. Jesus calls himself the light of the world. Yet here is Jesus calling his disciples, his followers, the light of the world. That's because as his followers, we are to bear witness to Jesus. We're to bear witness to his message. We're to light the way. Okay, through our speech and our actions, we're lighting the way. What's the way? The way to the way, the truth, and the life. The person who is truth himself, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's what it means to be the light of the world. We're to bring truth and justice. And through us, help God shine to all people. And this is something very interesting as well, because we talk about light. Light is associated with Israel in the Old Testament and its role to make the truth and justice of God known to the rest of the world. So not just within their group, not within their race, but to all people, because Jesus came for all people. So my challenge to you today is, let's reflect. Are we being the light of the world? If someone were to look at our lives and our speech, well, they say, hey, that person follows Jesus. Think about that. God bless you. Have a great day.